Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, calls are being made for the government to offer fertility treatment leave for staff who are undergoing IVF treatment, and it comes after the Department of Health launched the first free IVF scheme recently, which will be rolling out this year and next year. From where we're joined by Marie Sherlock, the Labour Party Senator. Marie, why are you making this call now?
Well, Dervil, I suppose the first thing to say is obviously it's really welcome and significant that we're finally going to have publicly funded fertility treatment in this country from September. But I think for anybody who's gone through the treatment or knows anything about the treatment knows that it can be a very arduous process, and it's not a one-day procedure. In fact, there's many tests and stages to the overall process that are involved. And we know from talking to many workers, and we get, you know, contact from people on a regular basis asking when our bill that we introduced 2 years ago to provide workplace leave for those going through both miscarriage and fertility treatment. And, you know, to their credit, the government have now introduced leave for those experiencing miscarriage, and that's great, but we have no progress on the leave for those going through fertility treatment. And we believe it's very important that that provision is made. It's important to say that originally it was the INTO, the teachers' organisation, that came to us, and it was on the back of experience of their members, teachers, and we know plenty of other people in customer-facing or patient-facing
in all walks of life,
where there's no flexibility. Effectively, it's fine for those who've got flexibility in their workplace, but for many others who don't have flexibility, that they end up having to take an awful lot of time off, eating totally into their annual leave. And indeed, I know of many people who end up simply with no annual leave at the end of the year.
Which raises the question of the treatment. Marie Sherlock, how many days would you like this leave to be for, considering people could be going through multiple cycles, consecutive cycles of treatment?
Yeah, so we've called for 10 days. And look, I think the reality is that, you know, by and large, you know, I suppose for many people going through the treatment, it's a few hours in the morning or maybe it's the afternoon. So it's not necessarily that it has to be taken as 10 days as a chunk. But we believe 10 days would be adequate over a 12-month period to try and allow and accommodate women who are going through fertility treatment, and indeed men as well, because some men will have to, you know, as part of the whole procedure, but to ensure that there's sufficient accommodation for them to be able to attend the tests, the scans, and that's of course then before you actually get into the various stages of the procedures themselves.
Obviously, many people would be more than happy to share with their employer and avail of that type of leave. For some people, it's quite a personal decision, including also perhaps people might be reluctant. Some people might be reluctant to take domestic abuse leave. So how would we, protect people in that case?
Yeah, and look, and this is the very difficult aspect. You know, it's such a private thing. And for some people, they'll feel they'll never be able to tell those around them, and certainly their employer, what they're going through. But I suppose from our standpoint, for those who simply don't have a flexibility in their workplace, who have to go through the treatment, we want to ensure that provision is there. And you know, it will involve disclosing to your employer what is going on, but you know, and the same applies for domestic violence leave as well, you know, and that's, I suppose, you know, a difficult aspect of it. But of course, you know, we have to show respect to employers as well to be able to provide that leave and provide an explanation.
Yeah. What about the cost? Because we know that the cost of the IVF scheme is going to be 10 million to year end, 30 million across a full year. So have you costed this in terms of what it would cost to operate a scheme?
No, because of course, like we don't know what the take up is going to be in terms of people needing to avail of the leave. As I say, like, you know, we're really talking about those who are, you know, working in hospitality, working in teaching, working in health, working in, you know, any retail, any customer or client facing type of operation, or indeed in journalism as well. You know, so the thing is, like, is in that those who there's only certain, I suppose, categories categories of workers here who this will really be required for, not every worker. And so we don't know what the take-up will be. And of course, as well, we don't know, we know that some workers will never want to disclose why they need to take time off. But for those who simply don't have that flexibility, then we believe it's an important part of the workplace rights in this country for women who, and indeed men who are going through this.
And obviously there are restrictions on those who will actually be, you know, able to avail of it. One of our texts says, Derval, it'd be very difficult for someone to disclose their personal business in a workplace. But for other people, they might be saying, well, listen, under the current, you know, recommendations, I won't even be able to access that. So is there a need to even broaden the provisions that have already been outlined by Health Minister Stephen Donnelly?
And this is with regards to the publicly funded
scheme itself.
Absolutely. Look, like I suppose we, you know, while very much welcoming the scheme, you know, we have concerns. I think there are some very crude, I suppose, criteria that have been set up as an initial hurdle in terms of accessing the scheme. And I think if you were to walk into most private fertility clinics, they would take a whole of health assessment as opposed to, let's say, taking BMI or indeed age as a kind of a hurdle that somebody simply, you know, will not be able to pass, and therefore are excluded from the scheme. And I think that is quite unfortunate and unfair. Look, we'll have to see how the scheme ultimately operates, but I know certainly we've had quite a bit of contact from people who feel very disappointed and let down that, you know, while, you know, we're all very excited the scheme is about to kick off, and it'll apply to many people who've been waiting many years for this, and simply cannot afford to go down the road of public of private treatment. We do know it will exclude some, and we would hope that in time that the Department of Health will review the criteria and ensure that it is more inclusive. Because, like you know, like any health treatment, you know, a whole of health assessment has to be undertaken, not just or two health markers.
And can I just, on something entirely different, but relevant to your role on the media committee, the RTÉ board, as we just heard, has received the Grant Thornton report into the understatement of presenter Ryan Tubridy's earnings by €120,000 between 2017 and 2019. The process is ongoing. We don't know when the report is going to be published, but you're on the media committee. What do you think of that? This development now that the report has been received?
Well, look, I think there's a sense of relief now that we finally are going to, you know, that the report has been received. We obviously need to see it published now, and I think in order, like, I suppose, you know, throughout this whole debacle, we've been saying we need to have, you know, as much information as possible so that RTÉ can move on. Because I think, unfortunately, with the drip feed of information that we saw taking place throughout the end of June and July, it was highly damaging. You know, we're now seeing what's happening with the licence fee, and I think some of that is because there's a vacuum there in terms of what is happening in RTÉ.
Yeah, but perhaps the report's publication might be able to fill. I'm going to have to leave you there for now. Marie Sherlock, Labour Party Senator. We'll take a quick break.